What's wrong with me? Before diagnosis, everybody thought my cancer was something else. Well-intentioned doctors missed it. Have you done anything new or differently lately? I guess I lifted and twisted, and I've been training for a half marathon. Once they found a plausible explanation, the doctors didn't bother to verify. Sounds mechanical to me. Here's some Advil and Tylenol. Seriously? But it hurts so much. Is that all? Now I think everything is cancer. What's this bump here?
You have an ear infection.
I was in so much pain. All the time. Its onset was gradual. Slippery. I'd wake up with hip pain. Carrying groceries was getting harder. I was training for my second half marathon, and it was much harder than the first. I found that after a run, my back and hip ached. Thought this must be what aging felt like. I asked my husband, "Is this normal?" But after a lifetime of soccer injuries, David's barometer wasn't calibrated normally. So, I tried to be stoic. I tried not to complain. I popped Advil and Tylenol, but they barely made a difference. I had to speak at a conference. The drive was grueling, stop-and-go traffic for hours. I grabbed my bag out of the back seat of the car, and with a casual twist of the back, I was doubled over in pain. Confused, tired, I checked into my hotel room and lowered myself onto the bed. I popped some more painkillers and went to sleep. I had to speak at 8 the next morning. When I woke up, the pain was manageable again. So I spoke and I drove home. The next night, I was cooking dinner for friends. I reached for a hanging cast iron pan, twisting again, to set it on the burner. Pain shot through my back and I fell to the floor. I couldn't stand, so my husband cooked while I gave him directions. I took painkillers and a muscle relaxant with a glass of wine. By the time our guests arrived, I could stand, but I couldn't sit. So we had dinner at the breakfast bar with me forgoing the high stool. I joked about injuries of age, how lifting and twisting was now a hazard for me. After a fitful attempt at sleep, I woke my husband up to take me to emergency. The pain was excruciating. When a doctor finally saw me, she asked about the circumstances, but she didn't send me for any tests. It seemed very clear to her that I had hurt myself mechanically. She gave me a prescription for codeine and sent me home to rest. Back at work on Monday, I couldn't sit at my desk for more than a few minutes. The IT team rigged me a temporary standing desk by putting my computer on styrofoam risers. I stood at the back of the boardroom during meetings. I kept trying to run, but it was becoming too painful to train. Since I was fundraising for the Nature Conservancy of Canada, I felt guilty about not completing the race. I felt as though I would be letting down everybody who donated to support me. Months passed. Eventually, I gave up. Tears welling in my eyes, I asked my husband to run in my place. 2 months later, I found a lump in my breast.